A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. This is the word of the Lord. Today is the feast of St. Barnabas, liturgically listed as an apostle, yet clearly not one of the 12. In our first reading from Acts, we hear about the missionary journeys of Barnabas in Antioch and his work with Paul, another so-called apostle, but not one of the 12. So what do we mean by the term apostle? By definition, an apostle of God is a messenger of God. And the fact is that others beyond the 12, many others, were also designated as apostles according to God's purpose. What were the proofs of a true apostle of God? What were their characteristics or criteria? Traditionally, they were these. They were those who have seen the Lord, those called directly by Jesus Christ, those who have the Holy Spirit of God, those who respect and teach the Word of God, not their own philosophy, and finally, those who have done miracles. Would you or I consider ourselves apostles? Let's take a few moments and reflect on these criteria in the light of our own experience. First of all, those who have seen the Lord. Most of us have never had a vision of Christ coming and speaking a special message to us, but we have seen his risen body in one another, the people we love and serve every day. When we look into their eyes and hear their voices, we can say that truly we have seen the Lord. Those called directly by Jesus Christ. The call of Jesus Christ comes in different ways and at different times in our lives. It can come as a whisper in the night or a bolt of lightning when we least expect it. To be called by Christ is to know deeply that we are loved unconditionally and there is nothing else to do but to share that love. Those who have the Holy Spirit of God. Through baptism and confirmation, through reconciliation and Eucharist, the Holy Spirit of God fills our minds and hearts constantly and guides us each step of our journey. Our trust is key. He is the vine. We are the branches. There is no life without the breath of God. Those who respect and teach the Word of God, not their own philosophy. It's never about us, our intelligence and importance, our popularity and esteem. It is very simply about the saving Word of God, which is pure gift, freely received, freely given. And lastly, those who have done miracles. So what miracles have we done? Isn't life and love itself a miracle? Any time we have been channels of peace and joy and love, we have been God's instruments in healing the world. Can we believe that we too participate in the sacred mystery of transforming the human race by God's power? So are we not all, along with Barnabas and the rest, apostles in a sense, messengers of God's grace, and living witnesses to God's love? In the words of the great Dominican Meister Eckhart, and I quote, "Above all else, then, be prepared at all times for the gifts of God, and be ready always for new ones. For God is 1,000 times more ready to give than we are to receive."